Tomorrow, it's a full ticket takeover at Fannin Tree Farm as the Musers, Normandy, Hang Zone, and Hardline broadcast live from Fannin Tree Farm for their big spring sales event weekend. All trees are on sale and come with a one-year Fannin guarantee, plus food, drinks, and ticket fun all day tomorrow at Fannin Tree Farm in Frisco, located on Highway 121 between Custer and Independence.
Remember when you bought a tree from them, Blake?
I did. I do. The Brooks
Wasn't
tree.
That great?
It was a lot of fun.
What is it?
The Brooks tree.
The Brooks tree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you put the placenta under that tree?
No, didn't do that. That was not in the manual.
Oh. You had one.
I guess.
What'd you do with it?
I really can't say. I don't know what they did with it.
So the placenta is actually an organ.
Jake and his friends used to drive around and throw placenta onto cars.
Yep. A summer tradition unlike any other.
And cheese.
That one's true.
All right, so we're all back together, the Hang Zone. Today's my Monday. Tomorrow's my Friday. And it's also the beginning of March, so we have to wrap up the previous month. We are the home of business. If anybody has business questions, they usually come to us. And that's why Blake likes to do a monthly business review. So we throw it right back to Blake.
Yeah,
let's placenta tree.
Yep. Let's recap the month of February. Guys, it was a short month, but I was really proud of your effort.
Thanks, man.
This month.
Thank you, Blake.
Let's go in reverse order. I always like to start with some of the bits and then get to the notes. Let's start with the notes first. So this is just kind of a monthly recap of the show. If you missed any of it, this is an update on some of the lists I keep for the show for comedy's sake. And let's go back to February 1st. This month started with an ice storm. Like, that was just a month ago.
It did.
That we were locked inside for almost a week. So there's
hard
that.
To believe.
Crazy. Same day.
I think fire weather is over. Like, indoor fire, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit warm for that. Although
sadly, I don't think the forecast is going to get us below 40 again.
But I think you can kind of cosplay as cold if it's upper 60s and you're getting a hailstorm.
Like today.
Today.
Yeah. Same day they found the Dallas Monkeys. Remember that?
Yeah, they certainly did.
In Mansfield or something?
I want to say the
Lancaster.
Lancaster, an abandoned house.
A house owned by a church next door that had apparently had an animal problem.
Bunky.
February 7th, Carrot Top blew us off.
Which I dubbed the lowest moment in our show's history.
Yes, absolutely.
When you get blown off by Carrot Top's handler. Nah, you know, Mr. Top will not have time for you today.
Well, we initially booked him.
We did.
Who?
But then he blew us off. So that was a killer booking, though.
Yeah.
Oh. So as we were recovering the next day, so we get hit with the news that Carrot Top will not join us on February 7th. And then on February 8th, we find out that someone stole the Cumulus coffee pot.
No, that was a big controversy.
I don't think we've ever found it.
No, we did, right?
They ended up just getting a new one.
Yeah, they had a replacement one.
Oh, okay.
They didn't find the stolen one.
Remember, right. Erica told us she had a backup one.
Yeah, and the email said, please return it. No questions asked.
Should have been a reward.
Yeah, should have.
Gift card.
February 9th, your relationship with Brian Robinson was taken to a whole nother level. In one of the strangest interactions I think you guys have ever had with a guest.
It was awesome, though.
You know, he was great.
The guy who got shot, the Redskins player?
Yeah.
Commander's
running back who got shot, and he sat down, and I said, you know, I shouldn't even preface things like this. I hate when I do this, but I said, you know, I'm sure you're probably tired talking about this, but what's it like to get shot? And he went on for the next 6 minutes describing the entire incident in blow-by-blow detail, including when he said he called their security, the commander's security officer, and said, hey, I'm hit. It's like, that is not how I would react.
But the reason I said this is he does the liner. He's very confused by the liner, as some people are. He does the liner and then says, hey, I'm going to take this relationship to a whole nother level, and then does the liner again. So
like,
strange.
We're like, okay.
Then the next day, Dan, you got kicked out of the TikTok booth.
He sure did. He ran He ran afoul of China.
That lady with the toe ring?
She didn't have a toe ring.
She had a Band-Aid on her toe.
Oh, a Band-Aid on her toe.
Then the next
You guys
week,
remember the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah.
February 14th, Dan says Rampage wrong.
That was that one sticks with me. I have a
You guys are mean.
Rampage. He went on a rampage.
Poggy.
Yeah, he went on a rampage.
Rampage, that's what it was.
The same day we celebrated Kemp Spin number 400.
Mm. What a day.
Jeff Lebby, Art Briles' son-in-law, who is gainfully employed at Oklahoma University on their staff.
2 days later, Dan learned CPR as he operated on DeMar Hamlin.
Fake DeMar Hamlin, a.k.a. me.
Fit with the note. And the final note from...
That lady was so confused.
Yes, very. The final note from February, on the 23rd, Jake got swindled by a toaster salesman.
Listen, I'm making toast in this thing every day. I did not get swindled.
You fell for his ploy.
You went to you bought the top of the line, most expensive toaster, and he nodded at you saying, "You've got great taste, my friend."
He sure did.
And you were like, "Oh, I do?"
Yeah, he
okay.
sure did.
And yes.
It's a phenomenal toaster.
Oh, I'll take the 5-year warranty for the extra $100. Sure.
I think toasters are on the way back. They're great. Oh. It's a great toaster. You don't even have to watch it. You set it to a setting, and whenever you want it at that setting.
You're acting like no other toaster does that.
Yeah, no, but it's got like six.
Not like this one.
My toaster toasts both sides of the bread.
At the same time.
All right, Jake has a buddy list.
Oh.
February 1st, Jake has a buddy who had Columbia debris land on his front lawn.
I did, and his family owned land in Nacogdoches.
On the 21st, Jake has a buddy who worked for Jimmy John's during their non-compete days.
Also true.
2 days later, Jake has a buddy who did an ayahuasca trip.
Also true, and Dan knows that guy.
And then a new addition to this list, it's Dan has a buddy. I just want to start writing
finally!
And this one is really good. I could not write this down. Dan has a buddy who would scout girls' ankles.
Yeah, in college, we'd be in a bar. And you might be interested in the girl, and he'd be like, he'd give you the no. Shake his head no. Why? He'd point down there.
That was his tell. Kink.
That was his tell.
It was a tell.
He's
yeah.
like that's.
It's like looking
that's
at
a scouting report.
Like looking at a horse's teeth or something.
I got you.
Sometimes you scout a potential girlfriend by looking at her mom and saying, "This is what she's going to be in 20 years or whatever, 30 years."
Kind of pre-cankle.
Yeah, yeah. And if you and if it's
pre-cankle,
the thick ankle could be like the big paw on a puppy. You say, "Boy, that puppy's going to be a big, big dog."
It's like the combine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ooh, that's not a good three cone. That doesn't look good.
All right, next list, our Kemp Spins list. We celebrated 400 in the month, but you're already up to 408.
No way.
You're up to 11 in the month of February. Let me just pull a couple from the month of February. Let's go with Sean Merriman, who was pitched to us as a Super Bowl guest. Instead, you Kemp Spinned him.
The only thing I have on him is that he once dated Tila Tequila, who she herself got into some hot water for dressing as a Nazi for Halloween. Full
the
regular.
Nazis.
And then one more. Leighton Vander Esch's dad.
Okay.
Not while he's a cowboy.
Not while he... Leighton Vander Esch's
right
dad might have... accidentally killed his first wife, not Leighton's mom, in a hunting accident. He did.
Well, there's no might have, right?
He did okay. kill
yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I guess it might have been an accident, and it might not.
It was an accident.
So I want to end with the audio.
Dick Cheney.
So let's go to things Dan or Jake want here inside the Hang Zone MBR. February 2nd, Dan wants to hear from someone who has gotten a reward from the police.
Yeah.
Because you always hear there's a $1,000 reward out for information that leads us to the capture of this guy or whatever.
Which this probably came from the monkeys.
Yeah.
Was there yeah. a monetary thing out
yeah.
for
yeah.
getting those monkeys back? Yeah. Did anybody cash that check?
I don't know.
Or is that just fake? Are they, oh, no, we would we were right on that anyway.
We had leads anyways.
Yeah.
February 15th, Jake wants to buy into Chip and JoJo's business and take them down.
Yes, I do. I want a succession-style coup.
I think this is probably movie-related. Dan wants to find 3 tons of cocaine.
Yeah.
I don't remember saying I wanted that, but sure, yeah.
You probably sell it.
I can help you sell it.
Oh. Okay.
February 28th, Jake wants Luca to demand the number 24.
That's a great one.
I'm dead serious about that. That much like his hero, he wants to change numbers mid-career, his hero LeBron, and he wants his other hero, Kobe's number, even though Cuban retired it in haste.
He unretires it in 3 seconds for Luca, correct?
I know, and it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Also on the 28th, Jake wants to kill motorcyclists.
Nah, not want to kill. I just get a slight twinge whenever they're going past you at 120, I sometimes think about a slight...
You know the power you hold,
right?
If you did kind of
but
veer.
Open your I door. Would never do that. Open your door is extreme.
I see, and I'm the opposite, and I think you're the same, Blake. I like cars or motorcycles that zip by me because they're not going to be slow in front of me.
Yeah, you'll never
I
see
I hate the
again.
Guy that hustles in front of you and then slows down.
Yeah.
Like, move fast. Keep right. it going.
I want to drive
if
slow.
Everyone drove like Dan and Blake, there would be no traffic.
And our final one.
And motorcycles.
On 2/22, Dan wants to be a Daniel.
You want to go back?
I don't think I was ever a Daniel.
You were Dan and Danny?
I was Danny growing up, or as a little kid, and then I demanded Dan. But Daniel, I feel that would add a little more... I don't know.
Panache?
Yeah, would it be... Just you take me a little more seriously. It's like a guy with glasses.
What?
You might think he's a little smarter than he is.
Jake and Daniel.
I'll be Jacob.
All right, really quick. The points. Mino still sits
we're the
top
biblical guys.
At 35. But Dan, after 5 points in the month, you're at 30. Jake is at 29. Ham is at 6. I'm at 12. And let's just do 1 point. We'll call this the point of the month. It's a bit of a longer clip, but it pays off in the end. This was back on the 11th.
But I guess once... I don't know if it works different with Leslie's.
No, that's not something that...
I can't say that? Okay, fine.
No, don't dump it.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you're going to react like that.
I wouldn't have dumped it, but I also
right,
don't
say it again.
Think that that's...
I don't know if that's the way that it works with... lesbians.
That's not what you
not
said.
What you said.
Yeah, one what you said.
Can't say the D word anymore. So, the judge said...
You cannot
like,
say donut bumper.
I don't even know that one. I've actually never even heard it.
No one says that.
Look it up.
Oh, look, I look it up.
Yeah, it checks out. There's your MBR.